With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Well, this is day six of the government shutdown. No signs of movement toward ending it. Neither side has blinked. In fact, each side claims to have the upper hand among the public.
Democrats oppose the GOP's clean seven-week continuing resolution, which is in the Senate. It has spending maintained at Biden-era levels with no Republican initiatives. But Democrats want to add provisions that would extend some health care subsidies. They are COVID-era enhanced health care subsidies. Republicans have balked at that. They say negotiations over health care, whether it's subsidies or Medicaid cuts, all of that should happen later. And for now, they want Democrats to join them in passing a clean bill that would open the government again. Kim Lorman reporting.
President Trump's plan to send National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon, being temporarily blocked by a federal judge. The president argues the troops are needed to restore law and order to what he describes as a war-ravaged city. The Trump-Gaza peace plan, the subject of indirect talks in Egypt today between Israeli and Hamas negotiators. And correspondent Sam Mednick in Tel Aviv says that there remain some high hurdles to clear on the way to a deal.
End the two-year-long war, there are still a lot of questions that remain. Israel said that it wants to keep a military presence inside of Gaza. This is something that Hamas says it will not accept. Israel wants Hamas to demilitarize, and so far Hamas said that it is not willing to do that.
It is not where you want to be when a raging snowstorm sweeps in. Rescue workers are helping several hundred hikers trapped by heavy snow at a tourist camp on Mount Everest. Around 200 other hikers remain cut off. They're trapped on the world's tallest mountain. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 75 points higher. This is SRN News. For the first time ever, scientists have created early-stage human embryos taken from people's skin cells. On his podcast, The Briefing, Southern Baptist Theological Seminary President Dr. Robert Moeller warned of the moral dangers.
You alienate having a baby from the proper context of marriage, guess what? You have just brought on moral risk beyond our imagination. And so all of a sudden this sounds like science fiction. It sounds like some kind of disaster, you know, apocalyptic tale. Well, you know what? Once you say, we're going to redefine human reproduction, guess what? You have redefined human reproduction. And you can't say we're going to do it a little bit. Turns out you're going to open the door for just about everything else.
This scientific work could help women who are infertile or same-sex couples have babies with their own genes. Moeller cautions how close we are to moral disaster, pointing to difficult ethical issues. This is SRN News. Well, if there really is a great pumpkin out there, this is the time of year we'll hear about it.
In Wappingers Falls, New York, Tony Scott's pumpkin is a whopper.
It's measuring about 1,900 pounds.
Plant scientist Alika Borsuk says they don't have as much competition in the pumpkin patch.
They take off all the other growing pumpkins, so each plant only has one pumpkin that it's funneling all of its sugar water and resources into.
Scott's pumpkin took third place this year, but growing them isn't easy.
Anything can happen with this thing. It could crack, it could blow out the rear of it.
The keys to pumpkin success: water, nutrients, and care. I'm Ed Donahue.
Foster Poultry Farms are calling more than 3.8 million pounds of chicken corn dog products after wood was found in the batter. The California-based company received multiple complaints, including reports of at least five injuries. More details, SRNNews.com.